Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me in the studios today is John Ramos. Hello, John. Also joining us is Pat Hamilton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
good morning.
My goodness. My goodness. For truly, the Lord is my strength and my defense. Listen to me. The Lord is your strength and defense. He has become our salvation. He is my God. He is your God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. We'll be right back in a moment. We'll give a shout out this morning to Daphne. Happy birthday, Daphne! We'll give a shout out to Denver this morning. I hear it was a great success in the park, a picnic in the park. Oh my goodness. Suffer not the little children to come unto me. How beautiful is that? Sharon and Brett. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Good Monday morning. Woo! This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. Oh my goodness, it is so good to be here in VFN Radio Studios this morning. Well, talk to us, John.
Hey, how you doing, Greg? I'm so excited to be here with you this morning as well. I tell you, God is good, and I'm excited about what he's doing on the earth today.
I'm so glad that you're joining us because, you know, I just really enjoy, Pat and I enjoy actually having you with us, and God has laid so much on your heart, and you know that I just can't wait to see, you know, what's going to happen right there. But we get so many good reports back from our listeners, and just so many. I know that even Eddie, we got a shout out this morning to Eddie. I got your message, man. I love you, man. As a matter of fact, the thoughts of you and your faithfulness to God really encouraged me, and I just want to thank you for the positive shout out that you gave right there. But yes, John, oh my goodness. You know, I was just watching the news, and or it was watching me. You know how today you never know if you're watching the news or it's watching you. You know, you kind of whisper to your wife, "Could you get me a glass of tea? They might be listening." No, and so in the news, I noticed that, you know, in New York, right there in Broadway, there is a play play going on there, and there's a lot of obviously plays going on at Broadway, but one particular play they talked about, you know, I was just shocked. It's a number one play, you know, a city that has suffered such great loss, and that, you know, prophetically we'll be sharing with you, and you can find out about it at the VFN TV blog. You can go to VFNTV.com and find out more details about some of the prophetic dreams and all. But in that, you know, that it's a sacrilegious play, and it's called something about, you know, Mormons, and they talk about all these different aspects, not just Mormonism, but just they just come against Jesus, and they curse his name and all these different things. And it's the founders of a cartoon called South Park. Wow. And they're the ones that put it on, and they're making like $35 million so far, something off that play. But they said it's the number one. It's always packed. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, just any wise man or woman would know, if they're actually, you know, getting into the Word of God and so spending time with God, that if we don't stop this, then God will stop us.
Mm.
And I was just shocked. I was devastated, you know, for the fact of that was the number one thing. And then all these people, you know, and that's what's so awesome about VFN Radio and VFN TV is to let you know that, you know, this is that voice that's coming is a second heaven voice. It's a Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. You know, it's just the devil trying to do as much damage as he can. And the biggest damage that he can do is to get somebody to stop acknowledging God, to stop praying for Israel, to stop seeing that he's the one that's holding everything together, you know? And with that, you know, we at VFN Radio, VFN TV just say, don't think so. You know, we're going to be here. We're going to encourage you. And despite all of that you're hearing, which, you know, is really insane, but the problem is, you know, blind minds do insane things, you know, and we get true consequences. And so we just want to know that, you know, God says, if my people who are called by my name, and so through VFN Radio, VFN TV, we're talking to you and encouraging you, understanding that no matter what the world does, we don't fix the world by trying to fix the world. We fix the world by allowing God to fix us when we come to him and say, you know, listen, it's my own stuff. It's my own things. And so there's hope, and the hope is in the church, right, John?
That's right. That's right. You know, we can't go policing and looking around at what somebody else is doing. But we need to focus on, you know, what I believe the Word of God says that judgment starts in the house of God first. And so when we get ourselves in order, then we can go and begin. You know what I mean?
Know exactly what you mean. Well, you know, and the biggest, you know, thing that we know about, that the house of God is not some stucco building or no shopping center storefront. It's no little wood built church. It's not a house that you may be meeting in. If you're a believer, you're the house of God. And so when he says judgment begins in the house, you know, because the enemy's twisted that.
That's right.
That people go, that's right, y'all need to get these walls painted around here, and this stucco is coming off the side of the building here. You know, I'm serious. No, is this true?
We got to reclaim some of these words, you know?
Yeah, and you got to reclaim it and understand it's like, oh my gosh, if I'm the building of God, judgment starts with...
Uh-oh.
Me.
Oh my, it starts with Pat. Did you hear that? It starts with Pat. Thank you, Lord. It started with Pat. We'll just watch him and learn, right? Oh my gosh, he's our sign and wonder. No, there's a teaching coming available soon on, I guess for VFN TV subscribers, you can subscribe for free at VFNTV.com. But it's No One Cries for Justice. And God's looking for somebody who'll cry for justice. And again, because the definitions have been all twisted, we think, if I cry for justice, I'm going to be whacked. Right?
That's right.
You know, it's like, we don't want to, you hear people going, just don't call down no judgment, because they're really thinking, well, I'll probably be destroyed in that way, you know? And we've all, you know, sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But what justice does, and you can find out more when you hear it, you know, through being a free subscriber there, you can hear it's coming soon. I don't think it's available there yet. It will be. But justice is about God putting things back in order again. Justice makes us run to the mercy of the judge. Mm. Justice causes us to run to Jesus and cry out to him and say, Lord, forgive me. And then the justice, the gavel, the sentence, the correction, the beating, the death, everything that was due us because we were out of order and we were sinful, Jesus says guilty, but then he takes all the punishment on himself and then he forgives us for our guilt. And so justice just drives us to the mercy of the judge. You know, all the evidence is in, you know, all the witnesses, yep, that's exactly right, you know. And then we look and he looks at us and he says, you know, you look at the judge and you say, what are you going to do with this? You know? And then what we say is, We don't say go hire a big attorney because Jesus is our advocate. We just say, I throw myself on the mercies of the court and I claim the blood of Jesus. And not only am I going to say I'm sorry for my sins, but I'm going to begin to abide with God and I'm going to repent from my sins and begin to walk with people who won't walk with God. And I will preach the gospel to those that have not yet heard the good news of justice. And so no one cries for justice. And he says, if you wait too late to cry for justice, if you wait too late, you're bait. And my concern, I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, that's why I was so excited about getting VFN radio launched, VFN TV, because I'm thinking, you know, there's nothing worse than a late prophetic word, right? It's like, yeah, I always thought that's what the Lord told me. So, dude, we don't want to hear none of that. You know, where were you? You know, we want to hear what you did hear that you never told us. And so, but if you wait too late, you're bait, because at that point, when everything's turned over to the adversary, if you jump up and say, you're all wrong, it's like, well, you're dead. You know, it's, you know, you're in confinement, you know, like China and all. And we just want to give a shout out to our Chinese brothers and sisters over in China this morning. But talk to us this morning. What is God saying, John?
Oh my goodness. Lord is saying so much, you know. Well, I was abiding the other day and spending time with the Lord, and scripture really just really came kind of right off the page, as it does when you're abiding.
Wait a minute. So you were looking at your Bible.
Yes.
And the words on your page came off your page?
Well, you know, they didn't literally come off the page.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay,
they didn't interrupt really anything. Jump off the page.
We've seen some stuff. I just want to make sure they didn't just come off the page. You know?
No, they didn't literally come off. But the Lord directed my attention to Psalms chapter 9, verse 9 through 10. And it says that the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in the times of trouble. And those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And I thought, wow, what an encouraging word. You know, I know there have been times in my life where, oh my goodness, things are just like, you know, had fallen apart. I've been there, you know, everything's happening and crashing. And maybe that's you today, if you're a listener, and you're wondering, my goodness, am I in this all alone? You know, God, are you with me? And I want to encourage you this morning that God is with you, no matter how bad it is. Okay, or no matter how bad it looks, rather, God is right there with you to carry you and see you through. And so I love that he says he has never forsaken those who seek him. And we all have that choice. We all have that choice to reach out to the Lord. You know, that there's a scripture that says that the Lord is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Oh my goodness, and, doesn't he though?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes people just don't understand, you know, and there's no one that you can just run to and just confide in, but you always have one that you can confide in, and that's the Lord. You know, I'm reminded in Matthew about the two sparrows that are sold for a penny, and yet not one of them, Greg, it's Matthew 10:29, fall outside of the will of
God.
Get this.
No. You mean, like, for example, we have this artificial plant we finally found something we can grow. It's a plastic plant, and it's so real that the birds came and landed in it.
I saw that video.
Yeah, and then matter of fact, we might put it up on the VFN TV blog today. You can see the birds and they laid eggs in the nest. Donna's going like, sure, it's a noise out there. She went to go look, and it had like maybe four or five eggs in it. We'll put that up on the VFN TV blog so you can see it. And it's like that whole orchestration was God speaking to us about even the birds, the very fact that this nest was laid right here on your front porch and a beautiful nest, even though the plant wasn't real, the nesting and all the material and the bird, the beautiful little eggs and it's got the male and the female, but you know, they're good parents. They're both helping out. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you said, that he even knows that's going on, you know?
That's right. And it's interesting that it says that there are two birds that are sold for a penny. They're worthless, yet not one of them falls outside of the will of God. And it's not that God didn't know about it, but that everything, God, with the Lord, everything has a plan. You know, it's don't panic. It's not over. Don't get antsy. It's all part of the plan.
Yes. You know, I think about God, you know, the Kendall's book, and we'll be sharing this in the future, you know, God Meant It for Good.
R.T. Kendall, yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you might want to get that. You know, we're going to be talking about that in the future, but, you know, God is so in control, just like John's saying, you know, even the hairs on your head are not, it's not the number that he knows of your hair. He actually, every one of them has a number.
They're right? numbered.
And,
they're
and, numbered. Yeah, and he even knows which one has moose on it and which one doesn't. And no, I'm not bringing that up. I'm not saying that. And so, but to think about it, that not one of them falls from the sky. You know, and our biggest concern is the enemy tells us, you know, like you say, is like God's not aware of this. Right. Low, 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 low. Right. Is anybody out there? Out there? Out there? Out there?
You know? Heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. I think he's got us. You know what I'm saying? I think
he's got us. He's created everything and he holds everything together. And it's his very existence that holds this mysterious carbon bond together that we talk about. And right. that, you know, he's right there with us, you know, and around us. And he says he's just seeing if we'll reach out to him. And it's those are the most precious times, John, you know, that we're able to acknowledge him when we don't feel him, when we aren't getting these rewards of things or stuff or breakthroughs or whatever we may need at that particular time. He says, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I love what they said. They said, mm-hmm. you know, our God can deliver us, when they're talking about throwing him in the fire. That's but right. even if he doesn't, he's still God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that is the true gospel. You know, sometimes God wants you to go through the fire and come out, and sometimes he wants that to be your last encounter, like Polycarp, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Well, we'll be right back in just a moment. You know, when you think about, you know, John 15, where Jesus says, he tells us, you know, right before he's going to go to be with the Father, he says, all these things basically that I've asked of you, you know, it's impossible to do, to bear fruit. But it can be done. It's possible to do on your own, but you can do it through the empowerment of Jesus Christ and abiding with him. And he said, my Father's the gardener, and he is the vine, and we're the branches. I mean, we all have to work together in this. And, you know, abiding is so important, but it's so easy. So many people have made it so religious that they sing it, you know, it seems totally impossible, but it's not impossible. That's religion telling you it's impossible. As a matter of fact, I want Jamie to be able to tell you. Jamie is 6 years old, and he abides with the Lord. Just hear it in Jamie's own word. This is what your life should be like when you abide.
My name is Jamie, and I'm from Texas, and I really wish that everyone could figure out the Holy Spirit of God, and if we could follow him, we could probably be good, and God will probably make us gooder. And I think that what would we do if we could figure out if God can give us power, like following him. If we could do that, maybe we can finally figure out the Holy Spirit. And if we have a Bible and we're reading it, you might want to follow it, because it gives you more stuff to follow the Lord. And the Bible, it's what God is wanting you to do. And I think if you follow it, then you would be one of one of the angels from God.
Jamie is 6 years old. He's abiding with God. In all we did, right, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
What did you ask Jamian?
All I asked him, what is your name?
What is your name? What you heard was a young man who's 6 years old who is abiding with the Lord. Listen, it's very simple. Religion's made it difficult. I mean, everybody wants to. You need a simple plan. A simple plan that even a six-year-old can follow. Listen, God loves you, wants to spend time with you. He hasn't. It's not impossible what he's asked you to do, but it's impossible to do it on your own. You can do it through an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You want to find out more? Go to iabide.org. We have a plan waiting for you, a simple plan waiting for you. It's at iabide.org. Request your plan there, and it'll come to you immediately. I'm so excited to have Steve Kalaszewski with us on the VFM radio today. I'm glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
And there's people out there right now that I know you're brilliant now. I mean, because you're so educated. I mean, you just graduated from University of West Florida. You've graduated from the Vine Fellowship Network University. I mean, you're about to go plant a church. You've already did church work in Florida, but you're going to go to Pittsburgh. I mean, you're just, you know, walking on water now. But imagine if you would.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
There's somebody out there listening right now via VFN radio that they slightly felt like, you know, I had a call, but immediately they looked at themselves and they looked at their work at this even come to pass. And, you know, they started doubting themselves. Talk to that person right now about how VFNU could help them out.
Wow. If you really feel that God's just really speaking to you or just speaking in your heart, VFNU is the resource that you need, because I totally relate to you, because when God found me, I had gone through the laundry list of everything that the world offered. And I knew that as soon as the message of Jesus Christ was shared to me, I knew that's exactly what I wanted. And God just began to just take me on a journey of just revealing himself to me. And it, no matter what he revealed himself,
relate to you, because when God revealed to me,
it just made me more hungry. Mm-hmm. It just gave me a greater desire. And when God began to speak to me about VFNU, I was like, I have no idea what that is, but I know I want it. And if it has anything to do with God, sign me up. And in that, it was just like, each day was overwhelming, because it was like, oh my goodness, I'm like, wow, like this is, but it was overwhelming in a good way. And it's just so God. Right. God gives you the tools. He gives you just so many revelations, just so many levels of his word that are just, he's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And VFNU is just, I mean, I still have all my notes, everything. Oh, yeah. I look back on it. And even in that, it's encouraging when I look back on it. And it's like, I remember, I think I was talking about it with you right after I graduated, and it was like looking back over an old photo album of all the revelations. It's just like, oh, I remember this one. I remember this one. Oh yeah. I remember when God spoke to me in my abiding time about this, and it was just,
isn't it amazing? So you can gather all the information that you want to, but there's nothing like the revelation. It's so empowering, and that's what VFNU is about.
Yeah.
You know, it was revealed from God.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, you might be thinking like, I got to go take my English class. I got to take my algebra class. I got to take
information.
You know, it's just the revelation of God, and it's anointed, you know? And so you walk into it probably thinking, you know, well, I got to get this information so I can, you know, get to the point where I could minister, maybe shepherd God's people or whatever. And you walk in, the first thing you go is like, whoa, right? Right?
Yeah.
And then you finish that while, right? And then you go, the next thing you go like, whoa, you know, it's just, he's exactly. So awesome, isn't he?
No matter how much God you have, there's more.
There really is. And if you want to find out more, you want possibly interested in, you feel a call on your life, you want to know more about possibly getting into leadership, and maybe you want to feel like you're called to be a pastor and you want to be trained, just come out to, go to VFNU.org. That's VFNU.org, and you can find out more. You know, John, this morning, you know, going through Proverbs, and we always try to do our wisdom moment, and, you know, we need wisdom. You know, what we're seeing take place right now, with some very, very smart, intelligent people, you can be almost dumbfounded by their intelligence. You're just so, you know, mesmerized, like, wow, that's really deep. But then you see how they actually handle their day-to-day life, and you're thinking, oh. That's how it all ends. And so You know, what it is, it's not having wisdom, you know, and above all things else, you know, he says, get wisdom, you know, get wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 11, you know, it's the 11th of the month. And so we always focus the corresponding chapter to the corresponding day of the month. And today is the 11th. So we looked, you know, and just what we just suggest is just, you know, don't necessarily have, you can read it, but we prefer, you know, that you're reading, you know, all through the Bible and doing your abiding time. You, as a matter of fact, if you want to get an abiding plan, kind of a concept, we have one for you. You can go to iabide.org and we will have one for you. Just request it and we'll get it to you right away. It has everything that you need there. But in addition to doing that abiding plan, think about washing your mind every day with just listening to a proverb, the book of Proverbs, the chapter of Proverbs for that day. So if it's the 11th of the month, you listen to Proverbs chapter 11. And what we do on the wisdom moment, we just talk about one particular one or two verses in that. And today, Proverbs chapter 11 just really kind of the letters came off of the page.
You like
no,
that?
No, they didn't really come off the page. But they, you know, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, you know, it's reading says, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. But, oh, so wisdom, the very presence of wisdom produces good fruit and a desire to go out and be fruitful for God and to tell other people about the Lord, you know. But the first part of that, it says, you know, the integrity of the upright guides them. And, you know, and obviously if everybody's sin and falls short of the glory, integrity does not mean that you're perfect. But integrity is like an operating system that God, that you can seek and ask God for. And that's the thing about being, you know, it's a fatherless generation and you have sons and daughters growing, natural and spiritual, you know, in the church, growing up without, you know, fathers in their life or rightly relating to them. And then you have those that have fathers that they just choose not to receive the, like Proverbs says over and over again, if you don't listen to your father, it's not going to be good. And so, you know, and so integrity, when I think about integrity, you know, I think about, you know, when I was in the Navy and in a particular ship that I was on, several of them, but one ship I was on, it has what they call watertight integrity, that the whole ship is compartmentalized, where every berthing area, every office, every hallway has two watertight doors on it, almost like cells, if you would, that are watertight. And it's almost like, you can think of it like rafts or something, because, you know, if all those, when they would call general quarters, they would seal all those doors so that when they took a hit, when a missile would hit the ship, when some damage would happen to the ship, that it would have enough integrity to float, because even though it hit one part of the ship, because all these other areas of our life or all these other areas of the ship had integrity to it. It's called watertight integrity. And so with our lives, you know, we are seeking to have a life of integrity. You know, I love the book Integrity by Dr. Henry Cloud. And it's called Integrity, the Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. And that's quite often, you know, when, you know, John, when the demands of reality hit us, that's when we have a choice. You know, are we going to still maintain our integrity during that time? Mm-hmm. Or are we just going to give it up? And, you know, he does 20-year study about the CEOs in America. And his conclusion was what was lacking and why we've ended up where we are in the business realm is because of the lack of integrity. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't gotten that book, I encourage you to get it. It's very encouraging. If you're a leader, I encourage you to have it. And if you want to understand integrity, I think he does a real good job. He's a Christian author, but also a psychologist, I believe. And he did 20 years of studying CEOs. And so that alone is just, you know, gleaning 20 years from somebody's hard work, you know, to be right. able to gather that. So integrity is important. Integrity can keep a nation afloat. You know, when you take a hit, when a ship takes a hit, it stays up because it's got integrity to it. When a nation takes a hit, if it has integrity, you know, it can stand. But our difficulty is right now is, you know, does America have integrity? You know, does America have integrity? You know, some of the things that they're investigating right now in our leadership was leaks that are come that I can't figure out how all this stuff's getting public about, you know, our defending our nation and the things that we have to do. And so their concern is that we're not having integrity with the information and our allies and in the world. And so if we lose our integrity with the other nations of the world, then we're not going to be able to survive a hit. We'll be alone, you know. And a lot of people end up alone because of their lack of integrity, right? And so the first thing he says is that, you know, the integrity of the upright guides them. So, you know, and when you have you're seeking to have a life of integrity, it's not that you do everything right, but you remember the times you didn't. Because it's an unusual thing. Somebody with no integrity, you know, they're like, you talk to them about something, and then they start saying, well, what day was this? Was this last year or the year before? Now, what was I dressed? How was I dressed? It's like, so this is actually a normal pattern of behavior.
All right.
Because, you know, people that seek to have a life of integrity, you know, because of our, you know, living in this world and the things that happen to us, you know, we sometimes things happen that we don't like how they happen, you know, like David said, and all these different ones that have gone before us. But those moments stand out. You know, you could tell everything about them. And so integrity is important. So somebody says, well, I'm not going to have any integrity because I'm not perfect. And all these people who claim to have integrity, they're not perfect either. Well, nobody's perfect. Everybody's falling short. But listen, you're going to get a missile. You know, you're going to get something to hit the ship of your life. And if you have not took time to get integrity in the area of your finances, get integrity of your relationships, get integrity of your family, I mean, you're going to take some hits. Your business is going to take some hits.
Right.
You know, right now employment's taking a hit in our country, you know, but integrity, how we handle those things are very, very important. And he says that the integrity of the upright will guide them. He says, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. And the duplicity means, I mean, they're like double-minded. There's like, it depends which way the wind's blowing. You never know how they're going to land on a matter. They may be up, they may be down. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when people are running for different offices, you know, the biggest thing people argue about is their duplicity. It's like when he first started or she first started, they were to the left of this issue, and now they're sliding to the middle, and now they're on the far right. And what they're really saying is this person's has a lot of duplicity in their presentation. But with the church, you know, and we're always talking, you know, to the church or to the ones that have gone astray or the ones the Lord's drawing back to himself. And that's what VFN Radio is about, is letting you know that we are not supposed to be double-minded. You know, and, you know, double-minded man gets
nothing
from God. And somebody says, you know, I don't know why I pray and pray and pray. I ask and ask and ask. But when I pray, and I don't get anything from God. God never comes through for me. You know, there could be multiple things, but quite often people are double-minded. They're very, you know, they go, you know, God bless me. And then the next word they go, God never does anything for me. And it's like, you know, God's not going to reward that. That's duplicity. Integrity is God is faithful. Integrity is this Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego standing up for God, seeing they're fixing to die because of it, you know, getting thrown in the fiery furnace. And they said, listen, hey, our God can deliver, but even if he doesn't, you know, we're not going to serve your God. And that's integrity. We're not trying to adjust ourselves to how it might come out. That's actually manipulation. We're just going to stand for God and trust him with the results, right?
Doing the right thing no matter what the results are.
Right. And then he goes on and says, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. You know, and our right standing with God through Jesus Christ and his empowerment by his Spirit for us to be able to walk out what is right before him as a fruit to him and all glory and praise to him because he's doing it in our life. Literally is a tree of life. You know, I think about, you know, Cooper, we're going to be able to share really soon. We'll give a shout out to Nicole this morning up in Virginia. I was so encouraged. I got a kind of a snapshot of Cooper's picture. Hello, Cooper. But I really want to get, if you could scan that and send that to me, I'd like to be able, all of our listeners to be able to see that. We'll put that up on the VFN TV blog. But Cooper, that was awesome, dude. For our listeners that don't know, I mean, he had a dream. The Lord gave him a dream, a detailed dream of heaven. And he saw the trees of life, right? And he saw the leaves, you know,
Wow.
And so right here he's talking about the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. And so we also have another one too that Jared, you know, my son, had a dream of heaven. And Cooper's six, by the way, just so you know that. And I think Jamian, who you heard earlier today, he's 6 years old. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Awesome.
God's
awesome.
Talking to, oh, it's just gorgeous. I love it. And then when the picnic in the park up in Denver right there, you know, they had the adults come, but a whole, maybe 20 children, they said, mm-hmm. came. And to just enjoy the whole picnic in the park that Sharon and Brett are having up there. It's just so cool. You know, I just want to encourage you to do something for God. You know, get active. You know, be a doer. You know, we talked about that, and we'll talk more about that. But you have people that hear the word of God, and then they actually go back and hear it again. And they go, wasn't that good? Did you hear that? That's good, right? That's very good. Yeah. And then you have, they go back and say, I'm going to hear some more. And so they go, hear. And then they go, hear some more. They don't do what they hear, right?
Right.
And hearing's important because, you know, faith comes by the hearing of the word, so you got to hear. But then you have other people who don't hear or spend any time hearing from God, but they do. Mm-hmm. They're very. I remember one particular person that told me, I have no time to pray. I have no time to read the Bible, but I do. And so what they do, like the person who just hears and hears again, they hear here. The person who doesn't hear and just does, they really do, and then they do, but they never hear. So you have hear, and do. But you have this, listen to this, though you have those that actually hear the word of God and do what it says. He says those that hear it and don't do it are merely deceived, James chapter 1. And so we have to be a doer of the word. So we can't be a hear or a do. We have to be a hear-do. Isn't that right, John?
That's right.
Right? That's right. You think about it. So you have to be a doer of the word. And right now, it's a major thing because a lot of people have been convinced by what's being said that you can be a hear or a do, and everything's going to be all right. But the truth is, he says that you're merely deceived if you hear and you don't do. It's like he says, show me, you know, he says, faith without works is dead. There's activity. Something happens different in your life because you believe God. So you can't just be a doer without a hearer, and you can't be a hearer without a doer, but you're supposed to hear what God says and do it. And we call that abiding with God. You can find out more about that at iabide.org. And so the tree of life. And then he goes on and says, and he who wins souls is wise. You know, when you spend time with God, you start finding out, God's called me to do more than just make money for my stuff and my things. And that's right. Plan my retirement and my vacations and my trips to the sporting events or whatever's going on, which is okay, I guess, in regards to that. But it's just the fact of, is God in there anywhere? Did you ever think about, you know, you can win a soul? And I'm going to encourage you right now, too, and we'll be talking more about this. Did you know this, John? 95%, according to statistics, and you can correct me if it's not 95%, 95% of professing believers don't even win one person, one soul to the Lord in their entire lifetime. Those who profess to be believers, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it, 95%.
Yeah, and you think about it, I mean, a lot of times it's a lot of what people have been taught. You know, people have been taught it's a come ye church instead of a go ye church, you know? And it's not about coming. It's not coming, it's about going. It's about being out there and evangelizing and sharing the good news with people. And so it's not about trying to gather an audience, but it's about sharing your life. And it's important that we do that. It's important that we communicate the gospel. It's important that we care about others more than what's happening in our own lives. I mean, Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. And so we have to remember that burden. And so I just want to encourage everyone out there that, you know, if you're a believer, be encouraged. You can share the gospel. You can share the love of God with other people. They're just waiting for someone to tell them. You know, I remember that the first time I shared the gospel with someone, I was a little nervous. I was a little, oh my goodness, what do I say? And it's amazing. As soon as I started opening my mouth, Greg, and started sharing the word of God with people, they started responding. And I said, oh my goodness, they want Jesus. Praise of course God. They do. They just need someone to tell them.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And think about it, 95% do not when one person, and that means then there's no wisdom, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Because he that's wise wins souls. And so we're focusing on wisdom and understanding that understand this. And I want to encourage you this. If right now you feel challenged, that you say, I don't know how to lead them to the Lord right now, lead them to VFN Radio. Lead them to VFN TV. We will partner with you. And together, together, we will lead them to the Lord. Listen, we have been laboring for years for this day to partner with you. We want you to leave the 95 percentile, you know, of not winning one person to the Lord. We want to partner with you at VFN. You go to vfnfamily.org to find out more about it. But we want to be able to partner with you and just get people to begin to listen. There's one thing very important about, you know, somebody coming to God is just them constantly beginning to hear the gospel and hearing the good news and not in a preachy way. Although the very fact is this, is that, you know, ever how you deliver God's word, it's anointed. So it's going to accomplish that, what it set out to do. It's God and his spirit that does it. Right. But, you know, just begin to just saturate that person's life and their environment with God's truth. Just like we do with VFN Radio for 2 hours a day. We have the first hour and the extra hour. Mm-hmm. You know, that's every single day, Monday through Friday. Then we have the marathon weekend and getting people to subscribe or just listen to. I mean, it's a free subscription, but you can just listen to. You can download the app on your iPhone or your Android or your mobile device, and we'll partner with you. We will talk to them every day for you. You know, maybe you have a son or a daughter out there that's trying to, you know, they're kind of wavering in between two opinions, the world's opinions and God's opinion, you know, and you can hook them up to VFN Radio, and we will actually partner with you to move you out of the 95 percentile. Because truly, I would think, you know, I don't want to stand before the throne of God and say, you know what,
to tell nobody about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And think about, and he says, if you're ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. And you think about it. When you win one soul to the Lord, when you win one person to the Lord, you're like in the top 5%. Like, boom-o, one soul. I remember a businessman, he's a lawyer, that he was part of what we're doing in a certain season and a time, and he never publicly proclaimed his faith. You know, he just never did it. And so, you know, I challenged him, you know, that I want you to put this armband on, this little device, this little armband on. And it said, get this, it said God, you know, it said God on his arm, you know. And so it just, oh my goodness, it worked his last piece of his flesh. He walked in a room, you know, board meeting or whatever, and he's thinking, everybody's looking at my arm. You know, it was the first time he ever wore God on the outside of his life. You know, to me, that was the point that you met God.
Yeah.
Because it's public profession of your faith.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're still sneaking around, you know, you're probably being drawn to him, but you're going to have to stand up for him and boldly proclaim, you know, that I'm his. That's what water baptism is about. You know, it's a public profession of your faith to God and others, but other things. But really, remember that he was so, I mean, it was a big deal. And it's like, really, after all these years of professing
after
privately,
all, that's what God's done for you, right?
Yeah. Of all those times you snuck out at night, Nicodemus, to tell me that you had a relationship with God, you know, and what did he say? Even though he was sneaking around, Jesus told him right then, what Nicodemus says, you must be born again.
Right.
And when he put Jesus on the outside of his life, he was confronted with, is he going to be the Lord of my life? And he went straight from, that encounter where he finally just said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And he did it. And of course he went through all that, you know, battles that was coming against him and, you know, mindsets and all that. And the next thing you know, he totally left his job as an attorney. And now he's actually taking care of fatherless children. He's given his whole life. He went from being an attorney to, once he was willing to follow Jesus and put God on the outside and not secretly, possibly on the inside, now he's boldly serving God. He's actually taking care of fatherless children. Mm-hmm. I mean, he quit his job as an attorney, you know, and gave up everything and leased his house out and just took off. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful thing. And now today, because he put Jesus on the outside, God put several boys, fatherless boys, in his hands to be able to raise them up and father them. Is that not awesome?
That's awesome.
That is totally awesome. It's just really cool. So I encourage you, that he that wins souls is wise. He that wins souls is wise. And so if 95% of the self-professing church, according to statistics, is not winning one person, that's called a lack of wisdom and a lack of the word, because, you know, we're called to be fruitful. We actually are going to have it coming up soon on VFN Radio. Maybe not that soon, because we got to be a little bit, but a fruitful one. It's really going to just encourage you. It's going to just inspire you. As a matter of fact, it'll be available probably on VFN TV as well to the subscribers, free subscription. And fruitful one, you're going to find out that the enemy wants your harvest. He does not want you to be fruitful, because fruitful sets you apart. Because Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. We'll be right back in just a moment. I'm so excited to have Steve Kalaszewski with us on the VFN Radio today. I'm glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
And there's people out there right now that I know you're brilliant now. I mean, because you're so educated. I mean, you just graduated from University of West Florida. You've graduated from the Vine Fellowship Network University. I mean, you're about to go plant a church. You've already did church work in Florida, but you're going to go to Pittsburgh. I mean, you're just, you know, walking on water now. But imagine if you would.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
There's somebody out there listening right now on VFN Radio that they slightly felt like, you know, I had a call, but immediately they looked at themselves and they looked at their work that's even come to pass, and, you know, they started doubting themselves. Talk to that person right now about how VFNU could help them out.
Wow. If you really feel that God's just really speaking to you or just speaking in your heart, VFNU is the resource that you need, because I totally relate to you, because when God found me, I had gone through the laundry list of everything that the world offered. And I knew that as soon as the message of Jesus Christ was shared to me, I knew that's exactly what I wanted. And God just began to just take me on a journey of just revealing himself to me. And it, no matter what he revealed himself, no matter what he revealed to me, it just made me more hungry. It just gave me a greater desire. And when God began to speak to me about VFNU, I was like, I have no idea what that is, but I know I want it. And if it has anything to do with God, sign me up. And in that, it was just like,
you know, when there's nothing like, you know, finding out about, you know, that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. You know, John, how people say, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Mm-hmm. You know, that's what people go, yes, and then the political correct answer, another religiously correct answer.
I go to church.
Yeah, I go to church. And so, but the thing is about it is that, you know, it's such a common semantic, it's a common way of vocabulary of religious, it's like the religious jargon of the day. But, you know, there is such a thing as a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, that he's the lover of your soul, and that, you know, he compares himself to the bridegroom, and we're the bride, and this intimacy, and he's preparing. I mean, you know, he wants to hang out with us because he loves you. He wants to hang out with you. I mean, and he wants you to want to hang out with him.
Right.
And we call, you know, it's abiding. I mean, think about it. You know, he talks about it in John chapter 15. You know, he just says that he says, remain or abide in me. I think it's John 15:4. He says, abide in me or remain in me, and I will abide in you or remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must abide in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me or remain in me. And so, you know, sometimes we put the cart before the horse, and we're sitting here trying to do all this stuff for Jesus. And, you know, it's like, dude, it's a byproduct of a personal relationship with him.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's overflow. Go ahead.
A lot of times, too, that you ask, you know, a believer or a Christian these days, you know, why do you read the Bible? And sometimes the pat answer is just, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I just got to do this chore, all right?
Two chapters a day.
Right.
Come heck or high water, 2 chapters a day.
And abiding is not something that we have to do. It's something that we get to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oftentimes people think that, you know, it's only the pastor or the minister that can hear God's voice. But, you know, John 10, you know, it's my sheep know my voice. And that's an inheritance for all believers. And so every believer should be encouraged, you know, abiding, spending time and hearing his voice. And
you think about it, I mean, it's just, you know, once you break the mindset and you realize that Jesus wants to talk to you. I mean, I mean, you got all these books that have been printed in the world, but the difference in the Bible is the fact that it's a living word, that it comes with the author, and that God explains it to you, and he speaks to you from the word, you know. And basically, it's just that, you know, people kind of know that they need to do this, and the enemy's kind of complicated it, you know what I'm saying? And it just, you know, people want to do, they just need a simple plan to do that. And, you know, we put together a simple plan for, you know, that we personally do ourselves. You know, we walk out this plan and we're seeing children, you know, walk in this plan. And when these children speak about what God is, how they're encountering God and what he's saying, adults lean forward and listen to them on VFN TV. Did you know, remember how that happens? Like, they begin to talk and everybody like, I want to be the Bible man, you know, out of Texas. And everybody leans forward. Why? Because we know that God speaks to his people. Well, if that's you, if you're tired of religion and you're ready to walk with God, and God's obviously ready to walk with you, you know, he says, you can just put all the stuff aside that you've been trying to do and begin to abide with him. He says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. So, you know, with that, you can actually go to iabide.org. Just go there today, iabide.org. You know, read over a little bit, and if you want to be able to request that plan, you could just request the plan. It'll be sent to you immediately, John. Immediately.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's a video there. There's some explanation, a whole – everything you need to be able just to get started. Real simple plan that we're seeing children, eight-year-olds, that are walking with God and hearing from God and just so excited, because when you start listening – I mean, what happens when somebody listens to you? You continue to talk, right?
That's right.
But if people stop listening, you stop talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And quite often is, if you want to hear God talk to you, you got to start listening to him. And you'll find out he wants to hear what you're saying, but you have to want to hear what he's saying.
That's right.
And the definition of abide, everything you need is there, iabide.org. Request that simple plan today at iabide.org. That's totally wonderful. You know, I want to tell about subscribing to VFN TV, you know, which is a free subscription that you can now text to subscribe.
Yes.
You know, all you do is just text VFN TV to the number 22828. That's VFN TV. Text it to 22828. And you can get subscribed that quickly, so you can begin to have access to free access to all the different things that are behind the scenes available for those that are subscribers. And we have so many things that are here, but so much more is coming. And we're just getting it ready. We have so many things in the mix for you. And our heart's desire is to pour into you everything God's poured into us. And so if you have not yet become a free subscriber to VFN TV, you can text VFN TV to the number 22828. That's text VFN TV to 22828. You know, when you think about God's news behind the news, and I know we have just a few more moments before you're going to be leaving us this morning. John, I'm so glad that you're able to join us.
I'm glad I'm here.
You think about God's news behind the news. We like to talk about, you know, what's going on, but what's God's perspective of it? You know what
right.
I'm saying? And it gets really confusing when somebody tries to be God, because they're doing good things, but they're not God.
Right.
And so, but we have a tendency, since it's a God trait, something inside of us says, this is good. But the thing about it, we got to ask ourselves the question, are we turning to them as God, you know, or is God providing something in our life through them? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
And what we have happening right now, this very, very moment, you know, Satan comes as an angel of light.
Light.
Which means this, he looks right, he sounds right, he smells right, he talks right, and it just seems right, but what? He's wrong.
He's dead wrong.
It's a strategy of the enemy. You know, you got to pay attention to what's going on. And one thing right now, you know, yes, you know, I personally believe we do need, you know, some major healthcare reforms in our nation. But I know this, that we don't need to surrender our healthcare to a government agency that makes you stand in line and sends you back for 10 days later for a driver's license check. You know, that who can't find your paperwork, who you have to talk to a particular huge agency to decide whether or not that you're going to get your paperwork filed or not. I mean, this is a matter of a life and death. Yes, we do need changes. You know, we do need some changes in that. But right now, this very moment, you know, and I think about, you know, that because it's God-like traits, because it's things that God would do, you know, and that's what Satan does. He comes as an angel of light. And so when somebody says, this is a good thing, you know, you would be wrong to say what they're doing is not good when it is, but you got to check the motive behind what's going on. You know, you got to check that motive. And so right now, you know, government, healthcare, the government's saying, some of the government, you know, most of America's not for this. And I really don't know where Congress is right now. And you need to find out, and you can find out from your legislator. But they're wanting to basically take over healthcare and begin to make laws and regulate it. And Margaret Thatcher said this, the former prime minister of Great Britain. She said, once we actually gave them healthcare, we never got their hearts back. Mm. I mean, it's a difficult. People can say what they want to, but when you're going through something physical with a loved one and you're wanting them not to be in pain, you're wanting them to make it. But a gang does that too. You know, mm-hmm. A gang on the street says, come over here. We'll take care of you, brother. You know, we're going to fight for you, you know, and that is tempting for somebody who's been being beat up and taken advantage of, or businesses that, you know, that say, listen, you've been robbed 10 times. We'll protect you. You pay us protection money, we'll protect you. Well, it's good that they're protecting you, but their motive's wrong. They're stealing from you, and they're threatening you. And so it can be good, but it can be wrong. And the thing about it is we got to pray for God's wisdom. And, you know, the things will change when the church changes, when the God's people get back into that right place again. And with the teaching, SOS, you know, Saul or Samuel, A Tale Between Two Kings, we have that available right now, even on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com or go to your VFN TV application. You can go to your iTunes store or Android store, or just go to VFNTV.com on your browser, on your mobile phone or mobile device, and go through the process of downloading. But you can begin to listen to SOS, A Tale Between Two Kings, because that was the time when Israel was looking to the government for everything. They wanted the government. They looked at everybody else and said, what's what we want? And God's going, was I not enough?
Right.
Was the way I do it, was the way I was doing it not enough? Mm-hmm. And yes, it is good, but the problem is you can't turn the control of your life over to the adversary. You can't turn it over to other people. And if they do, I mean, right now in New York, as you know, John, that even venturing into that right now, they're saying, listen, that drink that you're buying has too much sugar in it. And now that we're over your health care, you know, you cannot have that drink. Aren't they doing that?
Is that crazy? Is that crazy?
And that's what's going to happen.
And it is like, my goodness, where have we lost our way where we're allowing the government to tell us what we can eat or not eat? You know what I mean? It's we're surrendering our rights everywhere. Yes. And it's like, they have no place.
Right, exactly. One of the first things that was funded by the grants when this started was a grant towards abortions that happen even late term. And understand that once you start surrendering that part of your life over, they will determine morality, because as they're trying to tell the church in America, they're saying, listen, you're going to have to start paying for things that are against your God's way. and you just gotta trust God. I mean, yeah, we're right. Things are messed up in regards to healthcare, but I truly believe it's because the church has got to repent. We got to get our life back together with God. We got to begin to abide with Him. We got to turn our hearts to Him. But I want to say this. I'm going to post it real quickly on the VFN TV blog. But today's Time Magazine talks about Judge Justice Anthony Kennedy will be the deciding factor. So I encourage you, go there to the VFN TV blog and see that, and go ahead and get the Time Magazine and begin to pray for Judge Justice Anthony Kennedy, that he would hear from God on this issue. And that's why we're bringing it up, you know, because the judiciary branch has just equal power with the executive branch, has equal power with the legislature branch. So the judicial branch can say, you know, that this is totally unconstitutional. And we'll talk more about, you know, in Original 10 about the Constitution. But if they're telling you how much you're going to drink in your soda fountains, and they're saying we're going to fund late term abortions, and they're saying that we're going to tell the church that you're going to have to pay for them. That's how God is letting us know. Do you really want to go the way of Saul, right?
Mm, that's right.
Well, John, I was really glad having you on the program today. We're coming to the end of our first hour. Now, the second hour, we'll be talking about the original intent. And, God bless. We'll be seeing you on the second hour. We enjoyed it.